For 30 years, native Iowan Bill Stewart has been a professional jazz drummer living on the East Coast. During his career, he has appeared on dozens of albums, including a few from this year. 2016 turned out to be another good year for Stewart, and during a recent trip to his hometown of Des Moines, he spoke with Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble.
The opening bars of Bill Stewart's newest album, Space Squid, sounds mysterious. With the album's cover, a photo of the Andromeda Galaxy, I assumed space exploration or science fiction was an influence. But Stewart says, nope.
But if you hear that, that's, you know, people hear different things in music, so that's totally fine by me, and it goes well with my cover, actually.
Most of Stewart's recorded work is as a sideman, but when he has enough material and isn't in demand with other bands, he makes his own music. He recorded his first album, Think Before You Think, in 1988 after graduating from William Patterson University in New Jersey. For this album, he included one of his former teachers, saxophonist Joe Lovano.
He hired me for a few of his gigs in New York City. And so I'd already been playing with Joe, so to be in the studio with Joe, it wasn't intimidating because I knew him and he knew my playing, and so we had already done that.
From there, the gigs came quickly. Through his connection with modern jazz saxophonist Maceo Parker, he found himself playing the funky beats for James Brown in 1991 for a concert televised on HBO. He continued to land high-profile gigs, like in 1999, when he began a job that would last for 2 years as a member of Pat Metheny's trio. They toured the world, exposing Stewart to a large jazz audience.
Of people I've played with, you know, the largest fan base, and, you know, we always played big places for the most part, big halls, and they'd be full for the most part, almost always.
But of all the people Stewart has worked with, his most frequent collaborators are guitarist Peter Bernstein and organist Larry Goldings. They've been together in a co-led trio since Stewart's days in college.
And your acrobat, ladies and gentlemen, is played by Mr. Bill Stewart, Iowa's own Bill Stewart.
Last Labor Day weekend, this trio played during the inaugural Des Moines Jazz Festival.
It's great to play with those guys, and it's a band that just automatically works in a certain way. So we're playing here in Des Moines, and, you know, it's one of those festival situations where we don't really have a sound check, and we have a quick line check and play. And this is a great band to do that with because, you know, we don't have to rehearse. We don't have to talk about much before we go on stage.
For Stewart, an Iowa performance is rare, but that wasn't the case during his high school days in the early 1980s. Back then, he played with a pop music cover band, Hip Pocket. Stewart says this experience at a young age gave him the confidence he could make a living as a musician.
It was often a 5 or 6 night a week gig, so I was making some money and, you know, taking naps when I got home from school, but it worked out, and it was great.
And he's found steady work ever since. He just finished a European tour with guitarist John Schofield. Stewart is part of Schofield's September album, Country for Old Men.
And it's all country tunes. Not necessarily played in a country style, authentically. Most of them aren't. But it's all those tunes, and, you know, so it should be fun.
2016 was a busy year for Bill Stewart, and he already has plans for his next release in January with good friends Larry Goldings and Peter Bernstein called Toy Tunes. It's been 3 decades since Stewart left Iowa to be a musician, and if this year's any indication, it sounds like he'll be busy for many years to come. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.